and their thoughts on the music. So this is a great party.
You were the MC earlier today on the Fort stage for two performances, Michelle Camilo's trio and also the legendary drummer Roy Haynes. Tell me, what have you enjoyed seeing so far?
Well, I was here yesterday too, and I am a huge Bramford Marsalis fan, so that was heaven for me to be able to stand and see Bramford. Also introduced him too. That was just great to see a Bramford, and you know, with Roy Haynes and Ron Carter. I mean, a rhythm section like that can't miss. What I've tried to do, you know, since things are overlapping, I usually try and catch a few minutes of each group and then move on to the next stage or something, because I want to catch everybody. You want to hear everything, you know, so you move around a lot.
And we want to hear what's on the Fort stage. It's Dave Brubeck's quartet. It's the 50th anniversary of Time Out. Tell me about it. You know.
That's incredible. You know, I was thinking earlier about Preservation Hall Jazz Band. You know, those are old guys who play old music. But is Dave Brubeck 89 years old? And this is not old music he's playing. He's not restoring anything, recreating anything. He's playing vibrant, exciting music at 89 years old. That's incredible.
Everything still feels like the first time when I see him behind the piano.
He almost looked kid-like playing, you know what I mean? Like the enjoyment that a kid has of discovery. And he's 89 years old. He's not discovering.
When's the first time you saw Dave Brubeck?
Probably the first time I came to this. No, actually, I saw him at the old jazz workshop during the 1970s. Actually, I saw him first there. But I've been here in Newport just about every year since the festival returned to Newport, about 81. And I've seen him every year here. I've seen him in Tanglewood. I've seen him, I can't even count the number of times I've seen him. Maybe more than almost any other artist I've seen.
Well, let's join Dave Brubeck on stage with the Sea Jam Blues from the Fort stage here at the Newport Jazz Festival.
Thank you. Thank you.
drums. Randy. Michael Moore on bass. Bobby Milagello, sax and flute. Thank you so much.
And Dave Brubeck.
You're witnessing one of the living legends of our music in an embrace with another living legend of this music. Dave Brubeck and George Wein are hugging on stage. There is a whole lot of jazz history right there. We're live at George Wein's Care Fusion Newport Jazz Festival 55. George Wein speaks.
He's unique, he's beautiful, and it's been such a privilege to know him and to have worked here. How many times you played Newport? 40 times? But this is a great occasion. Every time Dave Brubeck plays, it's a great occasion. And I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say, but this is one of... Are you going to play another number? You're not going to play? You can play. Why don't you play a solo? Maybe we'll get him to play a solo thing. Just a chorus. Yeah, just a chorus or two. He's going to do a song called Thank You.
Second standing ovation for the legendary Dave Brubeck. And another hug with George Wein. Two great figures in our music. That was a solo piece called Thank You. Thank you, Dave Brubeck, for an extraordinary career that continues. May you play on into your 9th decade coming soon. I'm Josh Jackson, and this is the Newport Jazz Festival coverage on NPR Music and WBGO. Very introspective set from Dave Brubeck from the Fort Stage. Lots of ballads and music by Duke Ellington, and just some great moments.
Dave Brubeck in Newport.